The fact that it's getting longer in between each Playgirls sex pod is no reflection on you, the listener. I'm Jamie Waxman, and that was my disclaimer for this week's or months or years. No, it's not going to be this long again. Playgirls sex pod broadcasting live from back in my living room slash kitchen slash chill space. No, not really all those things, but you know, it is New York that I live in. So it's a combination of lots of things. It's not even really my kitchen. I'm just broadcasting from my kitchen table. I am Jamie Waxman, and you can access this podcast or any other podcast at playgirl.com, which I hear is getting completely revamped, by the way, so check it out. I do these podcasts for Playgirl TV, so I will tell you that you need to check out Playgirl TV if you are looking for hot, erotic visual imagery. And if you go to your local cable provider, providing that you have cable, they probably have an adults-only section, and Playgirl TV is listed under for women or for couples or something like that. And if you do not see it on your local cable provider's video on demand services, then you need to ask them for it. Now, I'm going to talk to you about my own video, not so much on demand, but video experiences. I've been out of town, that again would be out of New York, for the last, well, I got back last week. So for 3 weeks before that, I was out on the left coast in Los Angeles, filming my own series of how-to videos for Adam and Eve Pictures. And it was quite an interesting experience. And I'd like to just share some of the things I learned on that shoot where I directed, wrote, and hosted slash starred in. No, I did not have sex in, although I did take down a blow-up doll, if that counts. But where I got to really be a huge part of the movie-making process. This wasn't my first time, I must confess. I was the producer and had a role in Candida Royale's latest film, Under the Covers, which is out now for purchase, by the way. And it's funny, and everybody likes it, so you should check it out as well, Under the Covers. It's a femme production. But it was the first time where this was completely my creation, and I had to make sure that it came to fruition. And we're in the editing process right now, but I think that, you know, it's going to be a fun project. And it was inspired by some past experiences I was allowed to have at Playgirl TV, actually. So, what did I learn? Well, I learned a couple of things, a lot of things, actually, but the things I'm going to talk to you about are I learned a lot more about female ejaculation. And this was very interesting. No, that's not true. I didn't learn a lot more about it, but I learned, well, I got an up close glimpse of it. And, you know, there's a big controversy and argument in the adult industry about whether or not female ejaculation on camera is true female ejaculation and whether or not female ejaculation exists. And honestly, it does exist. I believe it does exist. I'm not going to say everybody believes it does exist. I believe every woman ejaculates, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she spurts or gushes or, you know, makes waves when she comes. It means that women release a fluid from their bladder or the female prostate, which would be the Skene's glands, or even sometimes the vagina. It looks like it's coming out of it. Especially when I ejaculate, I push the thing out of my vagina that's in there. If there is something in there, which usually there has to be something stimulating certain parts of my internal vagina to, well, obviously there's no external vagina. The vagina is the birth canal, but that has to be inside of me in order to ejaculate. And I have gushed, I have squirted, I have sprayed, I have dribbled. To me, that's all forms of ejaculation. And I really wanted to use this one particular woman in the ejaculation scene because I knew she'd produce. And if you look up female ejaculation on Wikipedia, you'll actually see her name as the first name in the queen of ejaculation. Her name is Cytheria. Course, for a long time, I was calling her Cytheria, which sounds like a disease. And I was reminded later on that, you know, I should tell her I'm sorry. So I did, but she didn't seem to care. Anyway, it was a scene with her, Cytheria, and another girl, Lila Lay, and both of them ejaculated from stimulation, internal stimulation, and both of them shot so far that we actually put up a wall so the ejaculation wouldn't go into the other room. Now, of course, Cytheria was drinking a lot of water, which I'm sure helped with the like ridiculous amount of water that came out of her, of ejaculate that came out of her. But I'm not so sure it wasn't ejaculate. Now, maybe, you know, I was duped by my naivety in watching porn women ejaculate, but I really don't think that it was fake. And I really learned that you practice your Kegel exercises, you stay determined, and you can learn to ejaculate. Again, a great site to actually learn ejaculation if this is something you want to do. You don't need to do it. And honestly, my orgasms aren't much different when I ejaculate or when I don't. In fact, I don't always orgasm when I ejaculate. But if you want to learn to do it, there's a great helpful site out there, JennySpray.com, JennySpray.com. And she will really teach you the very bare basics, and it's very simple on how to ejaculate, and then you can try it at home. You might want to put a towel down under you if you're going to try it, you or your partner, just, you know, to have some extra protection so you don't know nobody has to sleep in the wet spot if you're doing it on the bed. Okay, what else did I learn? Well, I learned that just reiterating some really important things about sexuality are things that we take for granted. Like, these people all work, with the exception of one guy, all of these people work in the adult industry, so they see sex on a very regular basis. And, you know, I was just reiterating things like how important eye contact is and breathing together and connecting. And they really enjoy hearing it because they felt like, especially when you're watching adult movies, this is fantasy, okay? So movie makers are creating a fantasy for you to enjoy and to get off on and to possibly put yourself in that situation and be those people. And that doesn't necessarily equate to reality, like condoms. Okay, all adult performers are tested under AIM, A-I-M, which is the testing facility out in California, which tests all adult performers for HIV, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. Everyone who performs in the adult industry needs to have these tests every 30 days. Most people, responsible, smart, educated people, get tested once a week or every time that they're performing if they don't perform that much, just to be safe and to provide their partners with the most up-to-date information. Now, granted, it takes a few weeks for HIV to actually come into your body, but these people are basically safer than most other regular people in terms of the sex they have on camera. I hope it's true in terms of the sex they have off camera too, but I'm still a little, you know, not sure on that one. I wasn't there for most people's off camera sex. And a lot of these women and men do take responsibility for their sexuality. And if they want to use condoms, they'll tell you they want to use condoms. And I would then use a condom. Okay. So I learned just to remind people about eye contact. And, you know, there are great ways to spice up your sex life. Now, I'm not going to go into these right now. I'm going to save this for the next podcast or the podcast after or some podcast down the road. But monogamy without monotony is a really important thing, because even though we're not monogamous by nature, we are monogamous by society, values, culture, government, religion, whatever. And so most of us at least are. And so we need to really find ways to spice up our sex lives, because otherwise they get boring. We start to resent our partners and we start to lose interest in sex. And so I really felt that I was speaking to the crew a lot on this to remind them that, you know, just because you're watching sex every day of your natural born existence or many days of your natural born existence, that you don't need to take for granted the sex in your own life, because that is a very challenging thing when you're on the set. I don't get turned on while I'm actually shooting or watching stuff being shot, because it's very technical. Shooting sex is very technical. Like, you want to get a couple of positions, so you want to make sure you're getting variety. You want to make sure you're getting hardcore and softcore, if that's the case. And hard and softcore means in this situation for me, no, well, in all situations, it means no erect penis. So if you're an erect penis kind of girl, you need to go hardcore. No actual penetration, no shots of anal sex, and no, you know, choking or ass to mouth, which is wrong anyway, by the way, or ass to anything is wrong unless you're really super clean. And people who do Bihorn are super clean before, well, hopefully most of them, the responsible ones, are super clean before they get to the set. And once they get on the set, they probably haven't eaten that day. Odds are they've taken an enema. There are so many things that they do to flush out their systems that you could actually like stick your tongue up there and it would taste squeaky clean. Whatever squeaky clean tastes like, I'm not 100% sure. But the point being that what you see in porn is a performance a lot of the time, and you need to remember this and you need to enjoy it for that. So what else can I tell you? My words of wisdom. Lighting is important, and I find that having just the right lighting is essential. I also find it amazing. I have a new appreciation for people who wear glasses on camera, because I go back and forth glasses and contacts, but we tried to do my glasses on camera and the lighting had to be readjusted and I was getting a glare and I had to look in a certain space. So we ixnayed the glasses for the contacts because it was just too much work, especially for a non-trained professional like myself. I also learned how hard it is to actually stay conversational when you're just talking to a camera. It gets easier over time, but if you've seen people just doing some sort of soliloquy or dialogue straight to camera, it's not so easy when you're not an actor by profession to, although I could have been and I was very damn good at it, just so you know, but it's not that easy to actually look into the camera and just talk. I also learned there aren't a lot of guys who will have any sort of anal play on camera, although lots of these men and lots of guys do love anal stimulation when they're not on camera. So that was a little bit upsetting because I really wanted to show some more butt stimulation from a guy. Now, I also learned if I went out there earlier and cast out in LA while I, you know, giving myself a few weeks just to talk with people and get to know them and focus on this project in that way, I probably could have found a guy, but the guys are very limited who will go on camera and expose their ass, which I think is really sad because anal sex does not make you gay. I mean, really, if you're gay, you're gay. If you're not, you're not. And if you like anal sex, then you like anal sex. So it's kind of disappointing, but I did get some great plugs in for the Aneros toys, which I really highly recommend, and Enjoy, the stainless steel toys. Oh my God, they're amazing. If you have not seen them, go to njoytoys.com and check out enjoytoys.com. And honestly, buy yourself the pure wand. I think that's the one. It's the one shaped like the C and not like the S. One's called the fun wand, one's called the pure wand. Buy yourself the pure wand, guy or girl. We have one girl in our film who has this shaking orgasm using it, and it's incredible. And I have heard firsthand from men how much they love using that toy as well. So highly recommended. Enjoy Toys and Aneros, AneroS.com. I also learned I liked using real couples, and we used a number of real couples. I think there were four in the end of the seven, was it seven? Yeah, seven sex scenes that featured men and women. And that was a great amount. I would have liked some more. Real couples have chemistry that you can't buy or bottle, although some other people will have that chemistry as well, but it's just a matter of making someone really comfortable on the set. Sets are not comfortable. Like if a guy doesn't get wood on the set, you know, depending on who's the director and whatnot, or the crew, some crews get really fed up and don't make the guy feel extremely comfortable. And they'll just be like, stop shooting. What's the point? And then this guy's in this corner really pulling his taffy and pud and whatever other words you want to use. And it gets me really sad because, you know, they're trying. So on my sets from now on, because I learned a lot this set when I was in control to an extent, I'm going to really make a very comfortable environment for a guy who can't get an erection. And I think it's okay not to get an erection. It's part of life, you know? So it happens. It's so hard unless you shoot up, which a lot of guys do with something called Caverjack, or take Viagra. And these are things I don't know that you're doing because I don't want to know that you're doing them because I don't really want you to have to do them. But if you're doing this on set, then you'll have less of a problem maintaining an erection. And if you're just, you know, doing it naturally, which is my personal choice and the way to go, it's not always easy when you're surrounded by a lighting guy, a sound guy, a director, a camera guy, you know, a script supervisor, whatever you're surrounded by. It's not easy to perform. So when you watch a guy perform on camera, give him props, really. Like, appreciate the fact that he has a stiff penis, because it's not an easy thing to do. Oh, another thing about my movies that I hope you'll really like. I don't know when they're coming out, by the way, so I'm just talking up a good game right now, but they're called Personal Touch. That's the video series. And another thing that I really, really, really like about them is I didn't want any stiletto heels, no fuck me pumps that you see in all porn and never on women. I mean, yes, it's guys' fantasy to have their girls dress like that, but us girls who don't wear heels for a living really don't feel so comfortable in them. And I guess lying on our backs is one thing, or, you know, sitting on our, or on our knees or whatever, but like, not so good for me. I can't walk very far. I did have two girls in shoes and they were heely, but you know, they're heels that are sexy that an any day woman can wear. Everybody else is in thigh high socks or slippers or bare feet, which I found totally adorable. And I was super excited about that because I just feel like, you know, I was keeping it real, and that a lot of adult now, and keeping it real, I have to say one other thing. It's really hard to keep porn stars real during sex, no matter how many times you tell them before a scene, what I'm really looking for is you to just be natural, have fun with this. Don't feel like you have to do porny things or scream porny lines or whatever. You turn that camera on, they forget everything. Often, not always, but often. But you know, it's a live and learn experience, and I learned a lot. And I think one of my favorite things that I learned was that I am at sometimes immersed in this world to a point where I don't get out of it. And one of the guys on my set, only one, was not in the porn world, which I said earlier. And he came in the day after we talked about the G-spot and thanked me because he wanted to, he experimented with his partner and found her G-spot for the very first time. And to me, that's what it's all about. Now, I'm sure I can tell you lots of other things about the porn world and, you know, interesting insider information, but I think I'm gonna stop here for now and would love to hear from you if you have questions, comments, concerns, or topics you'd like me to discuss on air. I'm also hoping to get some interviews in. It's just really hard because I do this from home. No excuses. It's easy for anyone to podcast, so I'm shutting up about that now. Anyway, yes, anything you'd like me to do, let me know, and I'm open to it. You can email me at hotwax, H-O-T-T-W-A-X, at gmail.com. That's hotwax with two T's at gmail.com. Check out my website, jamiewaxman.com. If you want to spell it correctly, it's J-A-M-Y-E. That was J-A-M-Y-E. Yes, sounds weird, but it's not. Waxman, W-A-X-M-A-N.com. Or spell it incorrectly and you'll probably wind up there anyway. And do check out Playgirl.com, PlayGirlTV.com. And honestly, if you haven't checked out Playgirl magazine in a while, you should check that out too. It's been pretty hot. I have to say I like it a lot. I'm Jamie Waxman. This has been Playgirl Sex Pod. Welcome back is what I want to say to me. And welcome back is what I want to say to you. And thank you for coming. I hope you come again and again and that's a porn star again.